Bing Crosby Show. Transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by Lanolin Plus Liquid, the golden liquid that adds a special plus to every woman's beauty. Lanolin Plus Liquid Makeup, Lanolin Plus Lipstick, and Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion that helps keep that plus there. Now, here's Bing.
Thanks, Mr. Carpenter, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Connecticut Yankee, so you'll notice this poetic pronoun. Thou, swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand, both thine eyes are kissing, what they do to me. Hear me holler at you, you sweet lollapalooza in me. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchens. I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou wicked, thou grand.
Cosmetic bills would be.
Oh, yes, sir. The gals have got to be beautiful.
But come to think of it, what about every woman's cosmetic bill? You know, so many gals, and maybe quite a few of them are listening, are makeup samplers. They flip from one to another, and to another, and none seem to be right. When actually, it's because their skin is dry. Dry skin, or a tendency toward white flaky patches, is an age-old problem. But skin dryness can now be stopped overnight by remarkable Lanolin Plus Liquid. Lanolin Plus Liquid contains the nearest, purest thing to nature's own skin lubricant. All you do is cleanse your face at night with Lanolin Plus Liquid, then pat a few extra drops into your skin before you go to bed. Overnight, skin dryness goes, and regular use of Lanolin Plus Liquid prevents dry skin worries from ever bothering you again. Your skin really feels softer and smoother. It looks younger. And then makeup can do its wonders, and you save a lot of money. Talking about money, Lanolin Plus Liquid costs only $1 plus tax. Imagine, only $1 for a generous-sized bottle, wherever cosmetics are sold. But remember, there's only one genuine Lanolin Plus Liquid.
Beautifully put, Janice. Nicely done. You know, an interesting development caught on in England recently. This might very well deplete the British Isles with eligible single women. It's kind of an international Sadie Hawkins Day with an English accent. Seems that thousands of unwed gals in Britain are applying for free travel to New Zealand with the express purpose of finding mates. You see, what happened was that a rumor spread through the British Isles that the New Zealand High Commission was screening eligible single women to be wives for some 40,000 lonely bachelors out there in New Zealand. Well, there was a slight element of truth in the report, but certainly not enough to warrant a stampede made on the New Zealand Immigration Office. A corps of extra clerks had to be hired to handle the mail and phone calls which had deluged the Immigration Office. Applications have been received from girls at 16 and all the way up to middle-aged widows with fatherless children. And last year, 3,500 out of 15,000 British immigrants to New Zealand had their fares paid for them, and these figures gave rise to the mistaken impression that all a girl had to do was apply for tickets, and she would be forthwith on the road to romance, high adventure in New Zealand. While all of that country is underpopulated with only 2 million inhabitants, the government is highly selective in admitting new settlers. To qualify for free passage, a lady must be between the ages of 18 and 45. She must pass a collection board, a physical examination. If she gets over these hurdles, she must promise to stay in New Zealand and work in a job for which women are most needed. Some of these jobs are in nursing, stenography, teaching, domestic employment, clerical, and factory work. Someone has to do the work of all those New Zealand males who spend all their time meeting the incoming boats. While they're on the dock, somebody's got to be home. Well, that sounds like a good way to encourage the right folks to voyage to another land of opportunity. After the ladies land in New Zealand, it's their own business just which one of those 40,000 single males they choose to marry. The immigration plan has caused quite a stir, as you can imagine, among the men. Back there in Britain, too. A lot of them have written letters of complaint to the New Zealand Commission. One such accused the bachelors of New Zealand of being poachers on Britain's preserves, pretty women. Well, all fair, I guess, in love, war, and immigration. You know, it wasn't too long ago that large waves of immigrant girls arrived on these shores to marry husbands they'd never met. Matter of fact, just the other day I read about a lovely young girl who came from Europe to marry an over-aged Romeo. The agreement had been set up by mail, and the old codger went to the press for her passage, but when she got a good look at him, she changed her mind. Couldn't go for this old gaffer. I understand she has a work permit now, and she's going to pay him back the price of the passage, and meanwhile, I guess he's busy writing letters again. And although it seems strange to most of us in the 20th century America, a lot of the mail and prearranged marriages have been lasting, happy, and successful. I suppose good intentions and sincerity work under any condition. Well, as sort of a publicity man without portfolio for the Lonely Hearts Association, New Zealand branch, I think I'll dedicate a song to all of those girls headed on the high seas to new homes and maybe new husbands. Oh,
catched a woman when she's sizing up another woman?
No, I can't say I've ever chased such a situation closely, but they tell me that they always look first at another woman's hands.
Absolutely correct, because rough, red, chapped hands are a dead giveaway every time. Today, though, no woman need ever be ashamed of her hands. Science has created a hand lotion that really works. It's Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion. This hand lotion doesn't just coat your hands with a slick film that washes right off. It softens and whitens with a very special staying beauty treatment. Penetrating Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion contains the very next thing to nature's own skin lubricant. And yet, Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion costs but $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. Comes with a handy dispenser, too, at no extra cost. Better get a bottle soon.
I joined Buddy Cole in the group now in a nice old standard entitled, "He Took Advantage of Me." I'm a sentimental chap that strong. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you make your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You done took my juice, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know, my elbows from my ears. I suffer something awful each time you go, but I'm much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms for your concern. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
You try Lanolin Plus Liquid, the next morning, your skin dryness will be gone. And you'll never again have dry skin worries as long as you use it regularly. Isn't that a wonderful promise? And wonderful that Lanolin Plus Liquid costs only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. And while you're there, notice all the other famous beauty aids Lanolin Plus makes. Notice them and try them. You'll soon see how beautiful every bit of you can be. Your lips, your hands, your hair, your body, from top to toe. Remember, Lanolin Plus.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing.
Cosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.
This is the CBS Radio Network.